Nearly 2 years after Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza won a controversial third term in office, the political impasse has deepened and the political space has narrowed further. Under Secretary General and Special Advisor to the Secretary General, Jamal Ben-Omar, told members of the Security Council on Thursday, it was Nkurunziza's decision to seek a disputed third term that triggered the country's most severe crisis since emerging from a bloody civil war more than a decade ago. Mr. Ben-Omar said, more than 390,000 people have since fled the country. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, projects that the number of refugees will reach 500,000 by the end of the year. Jamal Ben-Omar urged Burundi's authorities to fulfill their moral obligation and return the country to the path of peace.
We have tried our utmost to constructively engage with the government and support the people of Burundi in their search for peace and stability. We engaged quietly, refrained from public criticism, and encouraged modest, small steps to build confidence between the parties. Despite this moderate approach, the doors to engagement and cooperation have been largely shut by the authorities.
Last October, the government decided to suspend all cooperation and collaboration with the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the local UN Human Rights Office, which had been there for more than two decades. It also refused to cooperate with the Commission of Inquiry mandated by the Human Rights Council. Moreover, it withdrew from the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. The ICC investigates and, where warranted, tries individuals charged with genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The East African Community-led dialogue, facilitated by former Tanzanian President Benjamin William Mkapa, has also hit a wall. The last round of talks in Arusha was boycotted by the government. The small town in northern Tanzania hosted the first peace talks for Burundi, which culminated in the signing of a peace accord in 2000, ending 12 years of civil war. Here's Mr. Mkapa speaking to the council from Entebbe in Uganda via video conference.
The tendency is to see the other side as the criminals, and therefore they are the ones that should be visited with all the wrath of the power of the state or the power of the international community. These two parties are almost irreconcilable in their tasks. But I have tried, first, to talk to each of the major political parties in the four different sessions. We didn't meet in the same place. Well, we didn't meet in the same room, let alone sit at the same table. But I met political parties, I met civil society organizations, I met youth, I met women organizations, I met religious leaders separately and listened to them. I was lectured beyond imagination.
An African Union summit is scheduled to take place in 3 weeks' time. Former Tanzanian President Mkapa said he will appeal to member states for a direct political intervention. In the meantime, he's working with his technical team, including the UN and African Union, to resolve the impasse and will continue to engage with the government and opposition parties. Faced with the current situation, Jürg Lauber, the chair of the Burundi Configuration of the Peace-Building Commission, warned that international partners may decide to disengage with the Burundi government and its people.
Abandoning Burundi now would mean wasting past efforts and putting the country and its people at risk of recurring conflict.
Mr. Lauber is scheduled to travel to Burundi on a five-day mission on March 27 to get a first-hand impression of the situation on the ground, meet with the government, opposition, and civil society, and find ways to increase confidence between the government and international partners. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.